It was good, yeah. I played better. I played really badly the first couple of tournaments I've played since the lockdowns. And today was a nice surprise. Hit it a lot better, putted nicely, had a couple of breaks. So, yeah, I came off pleased.
And the test that Rosapenna provided, how did you find that? It's a terrific links course. It does provide a great test, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I think that the back nine we're playing is fantastic. The Tom Morris links, absolutely incredible. The front nine's a bit funkier, and putting's incredibly difficult over the mounds. But, yeah, it's all beautiful, in great condition, and we're lucky to be here.
I'm sure you're delighted that the prophecies of really bad weather didn't come through.
Not half. I mean, it looked as though we would get wet for the second nine, and well, it's been a miracle, and virtually the whole field will get through dry. There's a bit of rain first thing, but not a lot. So yeah, I mean, to play a course of this quality and staying on site in a great hotel, and the scenery, it's really, you know, if we were out of lockdown and there was crowds and that, it'd be a magical week, no question.
Mark, you were Ryder Cup captain in 1999 at that famous Ryder Cup in Brookline, and obviously the Ryder Cup is coming close again. And how do you see Europe's chances this time? I mean, you know, 8 of the top 10 in the world are Americans, and I think you have to go down as far as number 30 to get the top 8 Europeans. So obviously on paper the Americans have a stronger side, but it never generally works out that way, does it?
You know, can never be certain. That the ebb and flow of a Ryder Cup can be very, very strange, the way momentum goes, and the opposition can get frightened suddenly en masse. It's very peculiar. So we've definitely got a chance, but as you say, it will be hard. I think the toughest thing will be the course, the guys who aren't familiar with the course. They say it's a links, but it's not. It's every green has sort of 15, 20 yards of sloping green grass in front of it, so it favours the very high ball hitters. You know, 35 years ago, Americans would have wiped the floor with us, but now our guys play over there in those conditions, so they'll be well prepared, but it will still be a tough test for them.
And our own Padraig Harrington is Ryder Cup captain, a man you know very, very well. He made his debut in the Ryder Cup in Brookline back in 1999, I think, along with Miguel Angel Jimenez on the opening day. And he's had great experience, and he's a man who will leave no stone unturned, no doubt, Mark.
Well, you know, that's what you want from Ryder Cup captains, and I think there's been the last however many have all looked into everything they could, and Padraig will be no exception. He's, you know, anything he might miss, his assistants will come up with. So I don't think anyone has any doubts he'll be a great captain, and you know, if anyone can get the trophy, it'll be Padraig.
It's certainly shaping up to your Ryder Cup. And speaking of shaping up, you're 67 years of age. I was just looking at it. You certainly don't look it. You're keeping yourself in remarkable shape. Are you still enjoying your golfing life?
I'm enjoying it. And, you know, I was trying to squeeze one more birdie out to shoot my age, which would have been a first. That's a tribute not to my golf, but to my age. But, yeah, I'm certainly... you know, I was going to do two more years this year and next year, and I still think I will, but my coach died at the start of the year, Gavin Christie, and that's been a blow, not just personally, but to my game. It's taking me sort of a week, 2 weeks to solve problems with my game, and before it took about 2 minutes. So it's difficult, but yeah, I must say, having shot a good one today, I know there's something still in the tank, and it'll give me heart for the rest of the year. So yeah, I'm looking forward to playing more.